USA News, I'm Lance Prime. House Democrats Friday morning have released 6 years of former President Trump's tax records. It will take some time to decipher what's in them, the complexity of his finances, and whether he may have profited from tax policies he signed into law as president. More specifically, the 2017 Tax Cut and Jobs Act, which provided a series of tax breaks and cuts for businesses. President Biden on Thursday signed the $1.7 trillion spending bill that will keep the federal government operating through September of 2023 and provide tens of billions of dollars in new aid to Ukraine and more pork than the American taxpayers can afford in a time of inflation teetering on recession. With the new year starting Monday, new laws will go into effect.
27 states will see minimum wage increases in the new year. The minimum wage in Washington state will increase to $15.74 an hour, which will be the highest rate in the United States. Meanwhile, California and Washington will now require employers to share information about their salaries to prospective employees beginning January 1st. Maryland and Missouri will become the latest states to offer legalized recreational marijuana for adults over 21. I'm Tyler Kuehl.
San Jose, California city officials are warning people living near waterways to get to higher ground because of possible flooding from rains. Sean Cartwright with Unhoused Response Group on NBC Bay Area says this is not fair to the homeless population.
So people are living where they can, and then you sweep them out of areas like Columbus Park, and you sweep them into creeks, and then you say, oh, get out of the creek because it's going to flood.
Cities across Ukraine have been targeted by a wave of Russian missile strikes Friday in one of the largest bombardments since the war began. At least three people, including a 14-year-old girl, were taken to the hospital after explosions hit the capital of Kyiv. This is USA News.
With PatriotSoftware.com, accounting and payroll, keep your time and money.
Mike Cappell here, serial entrepreneur. Let's make sure your current payroll provider isn't overcharging you, shall we? First, go to your payroll provider's website to see what you're currently paying. Oh, what's that? You can't clearly see your pricing because your vendor is running a temporary sale or making you call for a free quote? That's unfortunate. If you go to PatriotSoftware.com, you will instantly see our payroll pricing for companies with 1 to 100 employees. Well, there you go. At least now you know what you should be paying for payroll. Go to PatriotSoftware.com. Use promo code RADIO and get 2 months of payroll processing free. That's PatriotSoftware.com.
With PatriotSoftware.com, accounting and payroll, keep your time and money.
There's a new sheriff in Washington, D.C.
The incoming Republican chairman of the House Judiciary and Oversight Committees began demanding records from the Biden administration in recent weeks as part of a series of planned investigations, including the drawdown of troops from Afghanistan and the business dealings of Hunter Biden. A top White House lawyer, however, told Representatives Jim Jordan and James Comer their requests would have to be reissued once Republicans assume their House majority next week. The White House said the lawmakers don't yet have standing to make their requests. I'm Tyler Kuehl.
Bob Penny, an Alabama college professor and actor who performed small roles in movies including Forrest Gump and Sweet Home Alabama, has died at the age of 87. Penny died on Christmas Day, according to an obituary from Laughlin Service Funeral Home in Huntsville, Alabama. No cause of death was given. The Empire State is ready to start dispensing marijuana.
New York State's first recreational marijuana shop is now open in New York City. The Empire State legalized it last year, but all the logistics and regulations had to be sorted out before the first shop could open, the first of many. Meanwhile, the city council in Barstow, California, which is about halfway between Los Angeles and Las Vegas, has taken another step toward development of a so-called cannabis super center. It would take over an abandoned mall and feature 20 pot farms, 5 cannabis makers, 6 distributors, and 2 retail shops. A final council vote is set for next month. I'm Richard Johnson.
I'm Lance Pry, USA News.
Mr. Clean, Mr. Clean.
I hate the struggle of tough, greasy messes on my stovetop. So I just freak, wipe, and I'm done.
When I'm frustrated with stubborn bathtub soap scum, I just freak, wipe, and I'm done.
Mr. Clean Clean Freak delivers an innovative cleaning experience with a powerful, deep cleaning mist that starts working on contact to break down tough messes in seconds.
Just freak,
wipe,